We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate, February 24th. Anything that's in Earth orbit faces the constant threat of radiation, energy, and charged particles from the sun and beyond. It can cause instruments to glitch or fail, and even destroy a satellite. And it poses a health risk for astronauts. The threat is greatest in a zone in the southern hemisphere, the South Atlantic Anomaly. It covers several million square miles above South America and South Atlantic Ocean. It's a weak spot in Earth's magnetic field that allows intense radiation to penetrate closer to the surface, and it's getting bigger. The magnetic field can deflect many of the charged particles that bombard our planet. That protects orbiting satellites and astronauts. It also protects the surface from power blackouts and other effects. But the field is offset a bit from the center of the planet. It extends a little farther into space in some regions, but dips closer to the surface in others. And the South Atlantic Anomaly is the biggest dip of all. Spacecraft that are passing through the region often have to switch off some of their instruments to protect them from harsh radiation. A recent study found that the anomaly has gotten bigger over the past decade, by about half the area of continental Europe. So the space above that part of Earth is getting nastier, a bigger danger zone in the southern hemisphere. We'll have more about radiation hazards tomorrow. We have skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.